All right, it's time to wrap with Patrick Royce. We wrap with Royce every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday here on Mackie and Judd. And you can find his Royce Unchained podcast on Mondays with Judd. And, you know, Pat, I know that the Gophers were without LeBron Robbins again last night, which makes it tough. But I don't know if you can lose a game to Northwestern in that fashion and keep people on board with the mission going forward here. So.
Yes, and, you know, they got off to a pretty good start. They had 13 straight points. They were leading 17-3 against a team that last won in December and lost 13 straight. You would have thought they would have been the ones that were encouraged, and Northwestern would have been the ones that were discouraged. I think Richard's biggest explanation must be, how come they are 25th in the country in shooting threes and 304th or 308th in making threes? You gotta basically encourage the fellas to take the ball to the basket a little more often, I think, in that situation, because you have bricklayers. Carr gets hot once in a while. That Johnson kid won a game for him. Was it the Michigan upset he won for him when he made eight or something?
Iowa.
But Christmas night, by the way, that seems a long time ago, doesn't it? But, you know, why are they throwing up 27 threes when they can't make any of them?
4 for 27, Patrick. That's incredible. Yeah. 4 for 27.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it is. It's well, they're 300 and something in shooting percentage in on three pointers.
So I think he's also. So Pat, I think he's gone. I think he's gone. Patino.
I do too. I think it's there's some thought that he has a shot at the Boston College job if he wants it, which, by the way, you got no chance in that league coaching at Boston College. And there's also rumors it could be his old man that ends up at Boston College, leaving the Iona Gales where he is now. So maybe the two Patinos will be fighting for the Boston College job. But I think that Coyle's silence on everything is, which is the way he operates, tells us that, you know, it's what is it, 1.7? Now, yeah. And one after April 1st or something like that. So that's here's my problem. I actually was doing something on this. Extensions drive me crazy, right? So 2017, he gets an extension from Coyle. He gets the first one from Woody Teague on the way out the door. Because Woody wanted to be a nice guy, and he hired him. 2017, he gets the extension. The five gets him, takes him through 2023 or something, right? And then in 2019, they win a tournament game, and they, you know, they go 8-9 and 11 or something in the Big Ten. Why do we give out extensions? When we give them out, don't we give them out on the premise that the coach is going to accomplish something, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that why you do that?
Well, I think you give extensions out of fear if someone, if the agent says, well, hey, the Arkansas job is open, and yeah, they right. put a phone call that's, in.
That's true. But what I'm saying is, 2 years later, he wins a tournament game for the first time after being under 500 again in the Big Ten. That's not covered by the previous extension. Isn't that why we gave it to him? So he, because we thought he'd win a tournament game someday.
That's a fair point.
It drives me crazy. Yeah. I mean, just if you have a successful season and you receive a extension, and then you have a mildly successful season, and this covers all college coaches, why do we have to give them another extension? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I hear you. If he's okay, if he's gone, who are if you're the odds maker, Ryan Saunders. We got Ben Johnson's out there. Where at Xavier is it as an assistant coach?
I like him. I like him to look at. But Brian Dutcher just signed a contract in 2020 with a $6 million buyout, but it's only $1 million if he goes to the Gophers.
Okay.
And he basically has told people he wants a job. Now, he'll be 62 before the next season starts. So if you get him, you got to get Ryan Saunders and maybe Ben Johnson as your assistants, right? And one of those is the guy in waiting, right? Mm-hmm. Whoever. You have to get a young staff if you go with him.
I don't think there's any way Ryan Saunders would take a college assistant job, though, because he could probably get an NBA assistant job and get paid more, right?
Maybe, but if he gets an NBA assistant job, it'll be the third stringer, I think. I don't think it'll be the lead assistant. Mm. You know, they could do the old flip, started working for Brian and for Dutch, and now Ryan's working for him. I'm saying that I don't know what Ryan would have. He could probably get an NBA assistant, but if he wants to stay in the Twin Cities and raise his family and he's going to have two babies, maybe he'll take the job. Maybe Ben Johnson, he's 40 now. He has to be looking for a head coaching job at Xavier. The other guy you hear is this Craig Smith, who's out at Utah State. He's like 40, but he was with Miles for many years.
I saw your tweets about him.
I don't like him. Lots of enthusiasm, over the top, cheerleading.
He and Fleck would love each other.
Around. I'm sure he's got acronyms and slogans. No, thank you. I don't want it.
Hoops. Hoops is one. Hoops.
What?
Hoops is yes. How – I'm trying to think of, like, basketball acronyms. Dunk.
Yeah. Too much enthusiasm. You know,
Dunk, do you need knowledge?
Don't understand.
He's from Stephen, Minnesota, a little tiny town up by Thief River.
I saw your draft.
They had Stephen Argyle when the 9-man prep bowl in the 80s. They'd won all the time, right? They won the state title all the time. And I said, one thing I said, I looked up, I couldn't remember the name of the legendary coach up there, but I'm sure this is the kind of guy who's going to tell us he'd learned life lessons from this 9-man coach up in Stephen, Minnesota. All the crap I hate, I think he'd bring in here. But he did beat, his team has beaten Dutcher's team twice in a row in that Mountain West tournament. So I guess. But he was with Miles for a long time, so I don't know if he's the answer or not. But I think we should, Ben Johnson's a black kid. I think we shouldn't automatically just go searching for the white guy with a connection.
Old white guys?
I think I'd look at Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Because the other thing is he's wired in with the local AAU guys. They like him. And the biggest – now, I think Patino was okay with the Howard Pulley guys, but some of the other guys, the AAU guys in town, he has not gotten along with. And you're not going to get Tyus, and you might not get Jalen Suggs, but you might if you've got a strong enough – if you got a guy they really like. And, I think you need somebody who's wired in with those guys so you can at least get 2 out of 5. Right, yep. Those guys that are really good. So, anyway, I don't know, but I think Richard probably knows it's over too. Don't you?
It can't feel good.
That game last night, guys, is seriously among the worst sporting events I have ever sat through. I was watching it and laugh. I was cackling, I was literally laughing at the TV.
I taped it and was writing something for Saturday. I didn't watch it. I just looked at the score. So then I had to go back and look at it, although I had to cover my eyes.
It was like a sitcom.
Yeah.
it was scripted to be as horse bleep as possible, and they succeeded.
It is, it's another lesson in the amazing quality of sports and why we love it and hate it simultaneous. These guys beat Michigan.
Yeah.
They beat Iowa.
Ohio State.
They beat Ohio State.
Purdue, yeah, you're right.
Even Purdue, which is not, that good, but But how did that happen? How could they possibly beat Michigan?
It's super weird.
Liam Robbins, man. He makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, Liam. I think this does tell us, though, and it's worked somewhere. Texas Tech got to the Final Four with it, you know, the transfer deal, because they got a couple of great players. But I don't think you can build you. You know, Munson ended up his last 3-4 years. He basically was building his program on discontented Minnesota kids who came back, right? And from other places. And then this whole transfer thing we're seeing here. And I don't think that can be the basis of your team, the transfers. I think you got to have, you know, you got to have the foundation and then add a transfer or two, but you can't be starting four of them. So,
yeah.
I don't think.
Pat, we have another best shape of his life update here at spring training. Byron Buxton has put on 12 pounds of muscle. Your thoughts?
Didn't we do that last year?
That's what I said.
Didn't we talk about him?
Yes.
I think he's getting too fat. We had him gaining 12 last year, now 12 more. That's 25. I want that tall, lanky, skinny baseball player who can run like the wind. You know, what do we want? Maybe he thinks if he can't hit again, if he can't stay healthy this year, he can go play football like he did, like he wanted to originally and not get hurt. I don't know. But
we did this story, though. You are exactly right. And we were told last year he's done it so when he crashes into walls, he'll be so strong that the wall will fall. Like, that, it's the same story.
I think we came up with the theory that he did it. Didn't we? I don't think he admitted that he was doing it because he wanted to be able to crash into more walls.
No, I think you're right, but I'm just saying that was the story last year.
Yeah, but this is the second year in a row he's gained 12 pounds, so he's
going to be before this is all said and done.
I wish he'd spend as much time in the, you know, he's apparently working on his takeoff speed and which I don't think he needs, and is, you know, add muscle. I want him working on his swing. You know, it's still not the greatest swing in the world. I want him working on the swing, but you know, that's, hey, it's spring training, fellas. Phil's been down there, you've been down there, you got to you take what you can get. Right.
When do you ship off?
Sunday. I'm leaving Sunday morning, so
beautiful.
Getting down there. Boy, I guess a couple, 2-3 weeks ago, people were saying you could fly there for like $150 or something. Apparently, all bets are off. It's chaos down there right now. And I had a ticket left over from last year that got canceled in the pandemic that was $600-some bucks. And my ticket ended up being $500-something to go down and back there. So it's
really?
Apparently, Florida's. Florida's starting to cook.
We're back, baby.
Florida's wide open. Right. Florida's no pandemic down there. Mm-hmm. No problems.
I think I'm going to walk around with everybody who doesn't have a mask and say, I've been vaccinated. What's your excuse?
Yeah. See how that works. All right. Well, enjoy your travels, and we will talk to you next week from sunny Hammond Stadium, sir.
All right, gentlemen.
See you.
All right. See you, Pat. Wrapping with Royce here from the TCL studios, Mackie and Judd. And a reminder, you can find Pat in our feed 4 days a week, Royce Unchained, and three episodes, little mini episodes of Rap with Royce. So, all right, boys, little Purple Daily action on the other side, too, if people want to hit us up on the Purple Daily podcast and YouTube channels. We'll see you guys later.